Hello, you're on the air.
Yo, what's up?
What's up with you?
Yo, this is little Scotty B calling to review some major motion pictures, bitch.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
It's great to hear from you. Some things have changed since the last time you've called, Scott. Negativity is O-U-T out, and positivity and sunshine is I-N.
Well, just call me Mr. Sunshine, then.
Hi, Mr. Sunshine.
Tell me something, Mr. Sunshine. Have you seen any good movies lately?
You better believe it, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
He still says bitch too much. You know, you used to be a regular feature on the show, and we had to cancel you because you said bitch too much. Now you're back for the first time, and you're saying the B word again. Remember, sunshine, positivity, good vibrations. Come on, people now. Smile on each other. You know what I'm saying?
What are you guys, selling out or something?
Good vibrations. Catch a wave, brother.
I didn't realize this was going on.
Hey, I think it's so groovy now that people are finally getting together.
Yeah, I agree. So I'm lost here. What's going on?
Have you guys
suddenly went all nice and cute?
We're very nice and cute.
Fuzzy and adorable?
Extremely so. Have you seen any good movies lately? Nothing rated R, though, okay?
No, we can do that. We can be honest. We can confront adult issues and adult topics. It's just, we can't do them drown in a sea of negative vibes. It's bad for your health. It's bad for your inner karma. It's bad to poison the well that is the American commonweal.
Is this the way or the direction that the whole station's moving in now or something?
Good gosh almighty, wouldn't it be swell if it was?
That would be outstanding. That would be beautiful. I'll tell you what.
Chris is very angry. He really wants you to get to the movie reviews.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I don't know what his problem is. Sometimes he gets a little tense.
I'm sorry. I'm a little disoriented. I've never encountered you guys in such a nice mood.
Well, I
such
think...
a positive mood.
Well, probably by 2:30 after Chris has had time to go give himself a tug, everything will be fine and back to normal. But
all
please
right,
continue with your movie reviews.
Okay.
Please start.
Well, let's see. I saw the new Woody Allen movie, Deconstructing Harry.
Everybody's in that one.
Yeah, well, he always gets great cast, but unfortunately, he's continuing his downward slide into mediocrity. His last three films have sucked, including this one. I should have said his last two films have sucked, and this one is no different. This one's really bad.
You didn't like Mighty Aphrodite.
Mighty Aphrodite was bad. Everybody Says I Love You was bad, and now... Deconstructing Harry is bad. Bad. Ooh.
Why is it so bad?
Well, aside from all his personal stuff, all the reviewers and the critics and everyone are saying, oh, this is supposed to be him. He's such an awful person. He's trying to justify himself with the Sunya and the Humba, you know what I'm saying? But aside from all that, it's just a bad movie. It's badly put together. It's really vicious and mean and sort of spiteful up until the end, at which point it sort of saps out and tries to be really sentimental. And
see, you don't like the negative vibes either, do you?
You're right. Yeah, I agree. It's just, you know, I don't like it. It's just...
Well, let's just ignore it and please move on, Scotty B.
Okay, let's move on to something I liked. Let's see here. Half-Baked. Oh, no, I didn't like that one.
Oh, my gosh. You paid to see that?
Well, you know, I was desperate. There was nothing else to see.
Well, Scotty B., I'm happy that you're making so much money that you can afford to throw it away on movies like Half-Baked. Congratulations on your career path.
Yo, man, I'm rolling in the money, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm rolling it. It's all about the dollars, baby. It's all about the Jeffersons. You know what I'm saying, Mother Scratcher?
All right, please continue with your movie reviews.
We got time for one more movie review, then we got to get out of here.
Okay, I'll name two movies that I really liked. Wag the Dog was very good, and Kundun.
Well, Wag the Dog is very timely because it's about a president of the United States who gets caught in a sex scandal.
Yeah, well, aside from all the, you know, the references to what's going on right now, it's an excellent movie and you should go see it, not just because it mirrors what's happening at the moment.
You know, Hollywood couldn't have timed that one better, if you know what I'm saying. Nudge,
well,
nudge,
you know, I
wink,
think
wink.
Anyone out there who might have a subscription to a certain magazine called Prevailing Winds might want to pay attention to upcoming issues, because I think something might be going down here that's, you know, a little under the cover, you know, a little bit behind the scenes, you know, a little bit underground, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I saw a movie.
What's that?
It was called Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh,
that's
God.
A good movie. That's an old movie.
1961.
You know, she never named her cat. And you know what? Whenever I see that movie, it always makes me cry because she never named that darn kitty.
Well, are you going to start calling back with movie reviews on a regular basis again, or is it going to be once every 6 months again?
And you know what the best part about that movie is that George Peppard, who was, of course, the star of the A-Team.
He's a young stud now.
Yeah, he's like a young, hot mother scratcher who's like, boom, boom, you know what I'm saying?
You know what else is really great is Buddy Ebsen plays her long-lost husband.
And, I can't remember the guy's name. Who's the guy who does the awful... Japanese stereotype.
Andy Rooney.
Yeah, they're not Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney.
Yeah, he's got the big buck teeth in, and oh boy, it's really hysterical.
Well, it's hysterical when they're talking about where's Andy Hardy when you need him. I'm thinking he's upstairs playing a Japanese guy. No, that was horrible. But that's Blake Edwards. He's very heavy-handed. He doesn't like Orientals. That Blake Edwards does.
True, and he is making a new Pink Panther movie, which I believe Kevin Kline is starring in.
Yikes.
As Inspector Clouseau?
Yeah.
He's got to be better than that stiff they got from Soap.
Well, Kevin Kline and Kevin Spacey were arguing and fighting and bickering over who would get to play Inspector Clouseau, and I believe Kevin Kline won out.
Blake Edwards is a big, giant, fat whore.
He's pretty bad. He's always been bad, but he keeps getting work. I don't know how. But I'll just give you a video pick, and then I'm out of here. Coal Miner's Daughter. Go rent it.
Sissy Spacek.
And Tommy Lee Jones, who was underrated in that movie. He should have been nominated, but no one really paid attention to him. That's a great movie. Outstanding, well-made, touching, moving, well-acted, beautiful. Go see it. Go rent it. Go get it. Watch it now.
And another good one is George Hamilton in the Hank Williams story.
Oh, unbelievable, man. I wept.
My Lighter.
This is great. Thanks for the movie review, Scott.
Okay, yo, I'll call you guys every week, okay, bitches? You know
great.
What I'm saying?
He used to call all the time. He would call and do these movie reviews, and then he hadn't called for, kind of like the Unabomber, he didn't call for a long time, and all of a sudden he's back.
Why are you such a negative vibe merchant with our movie reviewer?
Because he kept saying the B word too much.